والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد تحل علينا نعمته وبركته من الآن وكل أوان وإلى دهر الدور كل أمين اليوم الثلاثون من شهر أمشير المبارك. أحسن الله انقضاءه وعاد علينا وعليكم نحن أنتم مغفور الخطايا والزلات والآثام والسيئات من قبل مراحم الرب بأخوتي أمين. في هذا اليوم نعيد بتذكار وجود رأس القديس يوحنا المعمدان، وذلك أنه لما أمر هيرودس بقطع رأسه وإحضاره إليه وتقديمه إلى الفتاة هيرودية على طبق كما طلبت، قيل أنه بعد انتهاء الوليمة ندم على قتله يوحنا فأبقى الرأس في منزله، واتفق أن أريتاس ملك العرب سهر هيرودس حنق عليه لأنه طرد ابنته وتزوج بامرأة أخيه وهو حي، فأثار عليه حربا ليثأر لابنته، فغلب هيرودس وشتت شمل جنوده وخرب بلاد الجليل. قد علم تبريوس قيصر أن السبب في هذه الحروب هو قتل هيرودس لنبي عظيم في شعبه وطرده ابنة أريتاس العربي وتزوجه من امرأة أخيه، فاستدعاه إلى روميا ومعه هيرودية، فأخفى هيرودس رأس القديس يوحنا في منزله وسافر. فلما وصل إلى هناك أمر تبريوس بخلعه وتجريده من جميع أمواله، ثم نفاه إلى بلاد الأندلس حيث مات هناك، وخرب منزله وصار عبرة لمن يعتبر. واتفق بعد مدة من السنين أن رجلين من المؤمنين من أهل حمص قصدا بيت المقدس ليقضي مدة الصوم الكبير هناك، وأمسى عليهم الوقت بالقرب من منزل هيرودس فنام فيه ليلتهما. فظهر القديس يوحنا لأحدهما وأعلمه باسمه وعرفه بموضع رأسه وأمره أن يحمله معه إلى منزله. فلما استيقظ من نومه قال ذلك لرفيقه وذهب إلى حيث المكان الذي كان رأس القديس مدفونا فيه، حفر فوجدا وعاء فخاريا مختوما، ولما فتحاه انتشرت منه روائح طيبة، ووجدا الرأس المقدس فتبارك منه ثم أعاده إلى الوعاء، وأخذه الرجل الذي رأى الرؤيا إلى منزله وضعه في خزانته وأضاء أمامه قنديلا. ولما دنت وفاته أعلم أخته بذلك، فاستمرت هي أيضا تنير القنديل، ولم يزل الرأس ينتقل من إنسان إلى إنسان حتى انتهى إلى رجل أريوسي، فصار ينسب ما يصنعه الرأس من الآيات إلى بدعة أريوس، فأرسل الله عليه من طرده من مكانه، وبقى مكان الرأس مجهولا حتى زمان القديس كيرلس أسقف أورشليم، حيث ظهر القديس يوحنا لأنبا مارتيانوس. القديس يوحنا ظهر لأنبا مارتيانوس أسقف حمص في النوم وأرشده إلى موضع الرأس، فأخذه، وكان ذلك في الثلاثين من شهر أمشير اللي هو النهاردة يعني. صلاة هذا القديس تكون معنا، أمين. On this day also of the year 1687 of the martyrs, March 9th 1971 Anno Domini, the Holy and Righteous Father Amba Kirillo VI, the 116th Pope of Alexandria, departed. He was born in the city of Damanhur to godly and righteous parents. His name was Azir Yusuf Atta. The Hegumen Tadros El Baramusi, an elder monk, used to frequently visit them. He foretold his monastic life. When he grew, he practiced the monastic life at home, preserving and studying the Holy Book, church subjects, its ritual and hymns. In July 1927, he went to the monastery of El Baramus, where he became a monk of the by the name مين البراموسي. احنا قلنا امبارح انه سنة 33 اترهبن، واترهبن 27 يعني السنة دي يبقى له كام؟ 90 سنة سنة 33 سكن في المغارة أول مرة. He went to the monastery of Al-Maramus where he became a monk by the name of Minal Baramusi. He chose this name because of his great love of his patron Saint Marimina, the wonder worker. On July 18, 1931, he was ordained a priest. He joined the seminary of Helwan when he heard that Pope Ioannis, 113th Pope, intended to ordain him a bishop. He fled to Upper Egypt and stayed in San Shenouda Monastery in Sohag. He returned later on and met the patriarch, who agreed to his requests of solitary life and assigned the pious monk Igumen Abdel Messih al-Baramusi to be his spiritual guide. Then he lived in a cave, 1 hour walking distance from the monastery. He came to the monastery Saturday night to take care of the elder monks and to attend Vespers and the Sunday liturgy to partake of the holy mysteries. Early in 1936, he lived in a deserted mill on the Mu'atta Mount in Old Cairo. Where he diligently held a daily liturgy. In 1941, he was assigned to be the abbot of Amba Samuel, the Confessor Monastery in El Qalamun Mount. He renovated the monastery, the church, and built cells for the monks. The church was consecrated by the late Bishop Amba Athanasius of Beni Suif, who gave him the rank of Higomen. In 1947, he returned to Old Cairo, where he built a church after the name of Marimina. In that church, several pious monks became his disciples. Many of them later on became bishops of the church. Because of his perpetual prayers and strong faith, he healed the sick, cast out evil spirits, and solved many problems for his visitors. When Pope Eusebius II departed, and after the long process of nominations, the elections were concluded, and an altar lot was drawn, the anchorite Higomen Minal Baramusi was chosen to be the 116th Pope of Alexandria. His consecration took place on Sunday, May 10, 1959, as Pope Kyrillus VI. In June 28, 1959, His Holiness consecrated a patriarch Catholicos for the Ethiopian Church to strengthen the ties between the sister churches. In November 1959, Pope Kyrillus put the foundation stone of the monastery of the martyr Marimina, the wonder worker, in the wilderness of Mariut and relocated his pure relics to it. In 1967, Pope Kyrillus compounded the Holy Mairun, which was a historical occasion, since this was only done 26 times in the history of the Coptic Church. In April 2, 1968, the Immaculate Mother of God, St. Mary, was transfigured on the domes of her church in Zaytun. In June 1968, Pope Kyrillus received the relics of St. Mark after sojourning away from Egypt for close to 11 centuries. He led it to rest in a reliquary specially built under the altar of the great cathedral of St. Mark, which Pope Kyrillus built in the area of Amberwes العباسيه. This cathedral was an arrogant, inaugurated in a magnificent celebration attended by then President Nasser and the late Emperor Haile Selassie and delegates from churches all over the world. Pope Kyrillos never forgot that he is the poor monk Mina the anchorite, as we said yesterday. His food was very simple. Many days he would subsist on a meal of dry bread, salt, and cumin. After the late divine liturgies which he concluded in the evening, he was diligent in signing midnight prayers daily. His daily liturgy was sermon and profound. He used to go to the church, as simple as that, and open it. Even the doors of the church were closed. He used to put the sign of the cross on it, and the doors were opened from themselves, entering the church, starting the midnight praise, and then later the priests and the deacon, the people hurry to the church when they hear that His Holiness in this church. He never said that he was going to a certain place. Always he was hiding that, and the people used to wait nearby the car and listening to what His Holiness will say to Amma Azmi, the driver. And he used to say, Marimina Janakli, Marimina Fleming, and that's it. كل الناس بقى يقولوا مريمينا فليمينج يجروا جري يجروا جري من المرؤوسية علشان يلحقوه على مريمينا فليمينج. He used to do that many times so as not to make any disturbance to the people to await for him, and then whoever is ready used to hurry to the church and take the blessing of the liturgy with him. God has accorded this pure father the gift of working great miracles even after his departure, when God wanted to give him rest from the afflictions of this present age. He had a brief illness, and on the day of his departure, he received the number of his children. He raised the cross and said, May the Lord arrange your affairs. Then he delivered his pure soul into the hands of God, whom he served and loved. On the day of his departure, I was wearing the tunic of Shammas in St. Mary Church in Muharram Bay, Alexandria, and a couple of deacons at the moment of his departure saw him going through the middle aisle of the church to the altar. And they said, whispering to each other, Baba Krulus, Baba Krulus, Zekhil. At the same moment of his departure in Cairo, in his cell. On November 25th, 1972, his pure relics were relocated to the monastery of St. Mina at Mariut, according to his handwritten will. On the day of relocation of his relics, heaven honored him, for the sky thundered and rain came down in such a way that had never been seen before. According to his will, as we read now, البابا قال يدفن في دير مريمينا. بعد سنة البابا شنو ده؟ كان بقى البابا بتاع كنيسة. فتحوا الصندوق لقوا الجسد بتاعه زي ما هو. راح قافلين الصندوق تاني وقال لا خليه بقى هنا كمان سنة. فاحتفظوا بيه سنتين في القاهرة. وبعد كده نقلوه بقى من غير ما يفتحوا الصندوق نقلوه. الله أعلم بقى جسده زي ما هو دلوقتي ولا لا، ما حدش فتح الصندوق ريسنتلي، لكن دي آخر مرة كان حصل فيها. فتنقل بعد سنتين للمزار بتاعه اللي غالبا معظمكم راحوا خدوا بركة Mazar Davdir Maramina. May the blessing of the prayers of this Holy Father be with us all. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Seos papa abakim.